KBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Lindsay Watts. Title 42 in the U.S. expires at midnight tonight. The COVID-era rule allowing migrants to be turned away for health concerns now has thousands of migrants lining up hoping to get through, but it's risky.
If you come to the United States and you have what's called a credible fear, you can apply for asylum. You get an interview with an immigration official. They listen to your, basically an application saying this is why you fear going back to your country, and then they decide on that case. However, if it is decided that you do not have a credible fear claim, that they do not believe that you have the right to be in the United States on that asylum claim, you will be sent back home to your home country.
ABC's Matt Rivers. Also today, the end of the COVID-19 public health emergency. But the White House says the pandemic isn't over. With vaccines and boosters, it is now manageable. Norfolk Southern Railway says it's creating a fund for homeowners near the site of the East Palestine, Ohio train derailment to cover the loss of property values. This is ABC News. Closing arguments set to start today in the trial of Lori Vallow, the Idaho mother charged in the murders of her two children and with conspiring to kill her husband's ex. New rules for power plants to try and cut down on pollution going into effect today.
EPA Administrator Michael Regan says most power companies have already dramatically cut carbon pollution and that the new proposed rule will cut that another 25%.
Which is equivalent to cutting emissions from half the total number of cars in the United States for an entire year.
The EPA says that pollution reduction will save $85 billion in health care costs by 2030 and reduce the number of asthma cases in the U.S. by a third of a million people. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
And if you get attacked by mosquitoes, you may want to reconsider your soap. An admittedly small study, which only looked at four different brands, says coconut-scented soap seemed to work best at keeping away mosquitoes, while other kinds of soap actually attracted them. Lindsay Watts, ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Four people were hurt after an apparent explosion at the Windsor condominium complex on Madison's west side Tuesday evening. Fire Chief Chris Carbon says one of the units in the building is believed to be the origin of the blast. Carbon says at least six units were affected. The entire building is now uninhabitable. 22-year-old Krista Marie Welch has been missing from Polk County since May 7th. She left the area in an unknown vehicle after getting a call saying her niece was injured in the hospital. Police say her niece was not hurt. Welch has ties to the Green Bay area and also in Maine. Since leaving, she's had no contact with her family or friends, and her phone is off. Welch is also believed to be no longer taking her mental health-related medications. If you've seen Krista Marie Welch or know where she is, please contact local law enforcement. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yeah! So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature. Discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a hey, big party, man.
Yeah, brother, dig it.
Stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
You know, I'm doing all right. The skies are blue, so I think we're headed in the right direction, at least for the day.
Man, it was absolutely beautiful yesterday. It's going to be even nicer today. And I was out working on my yard and went out and bought some flowers. And man, I was having a great, great day. And then I turned on CNN. Did you see it?
I didn't watch it, but I heard about it.
Let me say this in all candor. You know, people keep telling me that I have to try to understand the people who support that lunatic. And I can't. I'm just sorry. I can't understand why people would listen to this man, knowing how evil he is, knowing that to his core, he's not a good person. He is not a good person. There's, you know, my mother always taught me that there was some good in everybody. But I can't see it in him. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Did you see this? So many things to talk about with this. Number one, what the hell was CNN thinking about? I know they wanted to get some ratings. But didn't they know what they were doing? Didn't they know the inherent dangers in bringing in a man who is mentally deranged? That's who this man is. Now, I'm sorry. If you're somebody who supports him and you saw what we all saw yesterday, and the fact that it's been taped so you can go on the internet anywhere and get it if you didn't see it last night like I did and millions of other people who did witnessed exactly who and what this person is, how hateful and mindless and soulless a person this is. And I'm sorry, I'm supposed to understand why people who support him, I'm supposed to understand that? If you support this man, I'm sorry. People might have to look at you with a jaundiced eye. There's never been a person like him ever that was ever, you know, elected to be president of the United States. Made the mistake once. And now he's on the precipice of possibly being elected again with people knowing who and what he is. This man, I'm sorry. If you didn't see it, by all means, you need to look at it today. I don't know how if you're a woman. I honestly don't know how if you are a woman that you could vote for a man like this. He's not just a chauvinist. He's a monster. He has zero respect for any woman. Not even the ones he's married. You think he has some respect for you? Wherever you live? If you're a woman, you wouldn't tolerate a man talking like that. Not your husband, not your brothers, not your male friends. Why would you tolerate him? Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Again, he said it. Well, you know, it's been that way for a million years. You know, if you're a celebrity, you know, women will just let you grab them by what? Why would he keep saying that? Unless that's who he really is. Or unless he really believes that. And yes, the answer is yes, he really believes that. And it's any woman. I don't care what you think about Joe Biden. It's what you think about yourself. And understand this. To women, you live in a society that has not given you a fair and equitable place at the table in this country. You know the history of what this nation has done and white men have done to women like Donald Trump. And the fact that he wants to continue that legacy. And yet you somehow will vote for him. Why? Well, you know, Joe Biden is old. You know, Joe Biden is old, and we can't risk an old guy like that. Oh, so you allow the most dangerous man. Let me put it this way. And again, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Let me put it this way. I am more fearful of Donald Trump becoming president of the United States again than I am of Putin or of Z. I am. You heard this man yesterday. Worse than he's ever been, even in as bad as he was 3 years ago. He's gotten worse. Well, you know, they stole the election from me. Hey, man, it's 3 years ago. Stop being a petulant child. Grow up. Well, you know, they stole the election from me. We can prove that. Hey, man, what are you talking about? You've been trying to prove it for the last 3 years, you and your compadres. And even Republican judges have said, it was not true. Well, it's a crime what they've done to me. They've never done it to anybody else. Man, shut up. You know, totally disrespectful. And the poor woman at CNN, sacrificed. Here's a man. Look, even if I have and don't agree with a woman, there was this woman, Republican woman, what is her name? I forgot her name. I was in a debate with her, Mike Crute, myself. We were in a debate with two Republican talk show hosts from WISN, Vicki McKenna. And this woman was as foul as Donald Trump. And she's really being disrespectful to me. And I really wanted to tie into her. And there were people in the audience. And I really wanted to, you know, explain to her just how foul and vile she was. But my mother taught me to always be respectful to women. And so I remember saying to her, listen, ma'am, you know, you're in my face. You know, that's bad enough. But the stench of the cigarettes you've been smoking, you know, a pack a day, it's really starting to get on my nerves. That's what I really wanted to say, back up. But, you know, she's a woman, and I certainly have not, and I'm not that kind of a person. But Donald Trump, this poor woman from CNN, he was just being a beast towards that woman. And you wonder why CNN would have even put that poor woman in that situation. And then they had an audience filled with MAGA Republicans. Man, you should have seen it. And if you haven't seen it, take a look at it. And then realize, I can't believe that this man is here again with all his warts. I'm sorry. I've been the guy who's been talking about Joe Biden is too old. Yeah, I still believe that. But man, give me Joe Biden. After this guy, you know, again, somebody please help me understand why I should understand those people that I saw last night and the way they acted, that there's some way that I can find common ground with people who are willing to support the most dangerous man to ever have been elected president of the United States. And that somehow people are talking about doing it again. And he's more dangerous now. He's a wounded animal. Man, this man, Donald Trump. Well, you know, you can grab women by the, you know, man. Yeah, well, yeah, I said it. And I'll say it again. What? And you don't think there's anything wrong with the man and woman that you're willing to support that, a beast in human form. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. What do you say? I'm going to keep on beating this drum. We'll be right back.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy today with daytime highs approaching 79. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 53. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 73. Cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 67. Saturday, under overcast skies. 60. Sunday, chance for scattered rain showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Tom.
You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Man, what a shameful, shameful disaster that CNN had on last night. I don't even know how the people who run CNN, when they sat down and said, hey, I think it's a good idea that we bring the lunatic on. And I wish it could have been a fly in the room to hear the debate on the positives of why you would give this man this platform and somehow think the woman that you put in charge of trying to control him was somehow going to be able to control him. Nobody can control him. You know, you need a whip and a chair to control him. He's a beast. And the things that he said, you know, he did not even retract the fact that these people wanted to kill Mike Pence. You would think that after all this time, he's had time to think about that. And a person with a beating heart and a brain would have probably said, well, I'm sorry, or conscious, I'm sorry about how that came out. Mike Pence was a good guy. He supported everything that I wanted. And if that came out and if somebody felt that way, I'm sorry. I apologize. That's not what we wanted to do. But no, what did he say? He deserved it. He should have overturned the election. And this is the kind of person you want to vote for. And listen, 71 million of you voted for him. So I know there's got to be at least one of you in the audience with some testicular fortitude that will back up why you supported him and why you support him today. I mean, they filled the audience with MAGA Republicans. What did they think was going to be the outcome of that? And whoever the people are in charge, I'm sure they make a lot of money. They weren't going to bother to ask the peon like me if I thought that would be a good idea. He's been waiting. He's been pacing around like a panther in a cage for an opportunity to get back on the airways. What did they think the outcome of that was going to be? And when will they do it the next? Well, CNN might say, well, we got good ratings. Yeah, you probably did get some good ratings out of it. But the ratings were based on just how foolish you were to give him that platform. And I'll say this. Again, for those of you who still are in the bandwagon for Donald Trump, lie after lie after lie after lie. Here he is saying, well, I think that we should default on the, Calvin?
The national.
Yeah, I think we should default on that to send a message. Oh, you do you? So the woman asked him, well, 3 years in a row, they raised the debt limit when you were president. What do you think about that? He looks in the camera with the stupidest look I've ever seen, and he's got plenty of them. Remember the one where he had the Bible turned backwards and upside down? For you Trump lovers? When she asked him the question, he said, well, I was president then. And he gave this stupid look. So the only reason that you wanted the debt limit raised when you were president is because you were president, and now that you're not president, you want to see a default. That's the kind of person that you think should be the president of the United States? Again, 71 million of you voted for him, and we can't get one today. Not one to call in and defend what took place last night, okay? Because you're still pushing for him. Over 50% of Republicans are pushing for him to be the president, to win the nominee. I know you're in this audience. I don't know why you won't even, if you can't defend it, then there should be a question on why you would even vote for him. 844-967-2789. Look, I'm sorry. It's not going to get any easier. We're going to keep on beating this drum because it needs to be beaten. Actually, we need to actually bust the drum because of what I saw last night and you saw. Be right back.
Is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. Title 42 in the U.S. expires at midnight tonight. The COVID-era rule allowing migrants to be turned away for health concerns now has thousands of migrants lining up hoping to get through. but it's risky.
If you come to the United States and you have what's called a credible fear, you can apply for asylum. You get an interview with an immigration official. They listen to your, basically an application saying, this is why you fear going back to your country, and then they decide on that case. However, if it is decided that you do not have a credible fear claim, that they do not believe that you have the right to be in the United States on that asylum claim, you will be sent back home to your home country.
ABC's Matt Rivers. Also today, the end of the COVID-19 public health emergency. But the White House says the pandemic isn't over. With vaccines and boosters, it is now manageable. Norfolk Southern Railway says it's creating a fund for homeowners near the site of the East Palestine, Ohio train derailment to cover the loss of property values. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. One of the two teenagers wanted for Fond du Lac's weekend triple shooting has turned himself in. The other suspect is still out there somewhere. A 20-year-old woman was killed and two people were injured Sunday. Efforts to make Wisconsin's parole system more transparent are moving ahead. Karen Kannenberg testified in favor of reforms at a state Senate committee hearing yesterday. She and her family only got 3 days' notice that her sister's killer was getting out of prison early last year.
This is not enough time, the 30 days. We need to have this change for 30 days. We had 3 days to try and do something about this.
Her sister was Johanna Balsewicz. Her husband stabbed her to death in 1997. The Republican bill aims to give crime victims new and enhanced rights. In sports, this year's NFL schedule is out. The Packers open at Chicago. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's easy to think all money managers are pretty much the same, but at Fisher Investments, we're clearly different.
Different how? You sell high commission investment products, right?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission-based investment products.
Well, you must earn commissions on trades.
Nope, never at Fisher. We're a fiduciary, obligated to act in our client's best interest. It's the highest standard of care for a financial advisor.
How do you know what's in their best interest?
We get to know our clients and then tailor a portfolio based on their goals and needs.
But you probably sneak in some hidden and layered fees.
No, we have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, you really do look out for your clients.
That's because our top priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. It might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Smell that? That's the smell of carefully crafted coffee being poured into your cup with natural notes you can truly taste and freshness you can count on. The High Lift is the only standalone late-day coffee shop in Two Rivers, offering local bakery items with spacious lawn and outdoor seating. The High Lift takes time to weigh out their ingredients, so every sip is perfect. The High Lift, 1207 Madison Street in Two Rivers, and on Facebook.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I'm asking if you saw Donald Trump last night on CNN, and if you didn't, I suggest that you go to any site and see it. And if you are one of the 71 million people who supported him 3 years ago, and now can't wait to be the first in line to vote for him again. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I don't know what's wrong with you. And the fact that people keep saying to me that I should try to understand the people who support this lunatic. Let's go to the phone lines and Ron from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Ron. How you doing, man?
Good morning. No, I didn't see it live. I had other things, better things to do.
I do radio, man. I have no choice.
I get you. You're actually more journalistic than they are by a long shot, even though you know you have an opinion because you forced yourself to watch it. So we did. The rest of us didn't have to. But this clearly was a campaign advertisement for Trump.
Why did CNN do it?
Well, I
ratings.
Don't, here's what CNN's ratings have been dropping recently, and they brought in this guy to run the place, Chris Licht, and I don't know much about him, but a former colleague of his. Who's fairly pretty much a celebrity in news and sports reporting, Keith, can't think of his name right now, but I'll think of it.
Right.
Anyway, he has his own podcast, and he says, I know this guy. He's all about ratings. He wants to win. He'll do anything to boost the ratings. And he suggested all sorts of inane things when I worked for CNN and now this. And, Ted Turner, the guy who founded CNN, is probably rolling around in agony wherever he is.
Right.
Knowing that this happened. But, it was clearly pretty scripted, too. And the interviewer is not a journalist. She worked for Carlson on Fox, helping him prepare his scripts and so forth. And she asked these meek one-shot questions and never pushed back, like, well, that's a lie. And then he'd go on for 3 or 4 minutes, and then she'd say, well, that's a lie. And then he'd go on for another 3 or 4 minutes. So it was all set up. The other irony is he gave the good side to this is that he gave a lot of new ammunition to Democrats. All they have to do is take clips of this. Show and put it in their ads. He also defamed E. Carroll, E. Jean Carroll again.
Yes.
He lost in court because he defamed her, and so now he's defaming her again. It's like the guy can't turn himself off. He's his own wrecking crew. It was sad but we expect that from him, and we expect that people who love him and. He could say, like he said, I could go on Fifth Avenue in New York and shoot somebody and nobody would care. Well, nobody who thinks he's great would care. But everybody else is going to care. And there's a lot more of us than them. That's the good side.
You know, Ron, it's the fact that, again, 71 million people, and maybe they made a mistake the first time, but even women, right? How can a woman... Because he repeated it again, again. And if anybody, and so nobody can tell him that, hey, you need to stop saying that, right? But he kept saying it. He's still saying it after all these years. And women, like I said the other day, years ago, maybe, he could say things like that 10 years or so ago. He could say things like that and get away with it. But I don't think anybody else could get away with saying that once they'd be done, they'd be toast. Right? Democrat or Republican. Why does this clown get to do it?
Yeah, I mean, that audience who's also handpicked.
Handpicked, right.
It wasn't a town meeting. It was a Trump meeting.
Trump rally.
Clearly, that audience was, whatever he said, they loved and applauded and laughed, and they love his audacity. He is sort of like this century's evil version of P.T. Barnum. He just says things and does things that are sensational.
Yes.
And that's what gets attention from people who should know better.
But I mean,
in the short run, some...
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, in the short run, a lot of people are going to enjoy this, and then later, some of them are going to have regrets that they enjoyed this. But, and I think there'll be more people this time around who won't be fooled, especially the independent voters in the middle.
So let me ask you.
Thanks to the Electoral College, it's still going to be close. That's the scary thing about if he wins the nomination, it's not Biden's, it's up for grabs.
So let me ask you.
So we got to put this guy
away. So let me ask you. When you keep hearing people say that we have to understand why the other side feels the way they feel, it's because of the way the Democrats have treated them that they feel that Donald Trump somehow is the guy who's going to make it all better for them, right? He's gonna put the Band-Aid on the wound. And so we're voting for Donald Trump. We don't care about the rest of that. But how are you, people want me to understand those people. How do I understand that?
Yeah, you don't understand them because they've got the world topsy-turvy, and that's what the Republican Party wants. The Republican Party strategists project everything. If they blame anybody else outside of the Republican hierarchy for doing something, you have a pretty good clue that that's what they've been doing.
Right.
But like, for example, Hunter Biden and his laptop, it's like there's not a shred of evidence that anything, but they've got this into this worldwide conspiracy with China and everything, but they never come up with the evidence. And meanwhile, they're doing the same thing. Trump's daughter got like a $1 billion deal with China. Her husband got a $2 billion deal with Saudi Arabia. No problem. That's just business, So some people are going to get sucked into that and feel good about going against the grain. That's, there's this whole animus against Washington. But when Trump becomes Washington and the Republican Party becomes Washington, they can do no wrong. It's just insane.
Hey, Ron, thank you very much for the call, as always, my friend. Really appreciate it. Let's go to CJ. Morning, CJ.
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. I did watch it, but regardless, I'm going to vote for the Republican nominee, whoever that is.
I did watch it, but what?
But the way you respond to it, because the news is incredible. I watch all of it. I watched it this morning, the Today Show, Good Morning America. And, if you want to hold our government officials to a higher standard, that would be great. But and if you did it on both sides, I want accountability on whoever, whether it's a D or an R.
Let me ask you a question first. You saw him. You knew about the threats on Mike Pence's life. And Donald Trump did not apologize for that. And he had a chance to yesterday. What are your thoughts about that?
I don't agree with his personality. But his policies, And if you here again, if you want to hold news and journalists accountable, only one network covered Congress's showing yesterday that potentially the Biden family is not only corrupt, but
CJ, only one news network
covered that.
What you are calling news network is nothing more than, it's public theater. And let me tell you why. Because I watched Fox News this morning and listened to conservative squawk radio this morning, and they spent 2 minutes on what happened with Trump last night. So don't come to me crying crocodile tears talking about Fox News is the real news network. We found that out when the truth didn't, when they got sued for lying and $780 million and proved that they're not a news outlet. But they can be a news outlet to you because apparently you don't know any better. You don't know the difference between entertainment or what real news is. Because you came back with the same stuff. Well, no other news outlet covered the real story. No, the real story is there's a lunatic on the loose who's running for president of the United States again. You did the right thing by hanging up. Hey, Tom from L.A., how you doing, man? I'm not gonna let him go. I'm not gonna let him go because I know what I saw last night.
No. First, we the people ultimately are the government, and I hope we all wake up and realize what a lunatic this person is. I did not watch it, so thank you for watching it for me. I'll catch it later, on YouTube or something like that.
Hey, make sure you got a full.
I didn't have to.
Make sure you don't have any food on your stomach.
Yeah, exactly. Well, here's the other thing. CJ keeps on calling up, and these other Republicans keep calling up, and they say, I don't really like him, but I like the Republican policies. Can you name one Republican policy? I mean, if their Republican policy is Hunter Biden, then I guess that's a policy. Policy is about how we're going to feed the hungry, how we're going to, whatever it might be, whether it's Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, those are policy decisions. I haven't heard, I'd love it if you asked CJ when he calls up and says, oh, he loves the policies, so he could actually say, okay, this is an actual policy that is being debated on the floor today. This is bill number this, and he could actually talk about the policy. But he's just more, he calls policy basically the talking point. The border, policy. I guess shutting everyone out of the border, that's a policy.
Well, but again,
I don't know.
But again, so he calls and he talks about the Biden family. Hey, man, that's not the number one issue.
That's a policy,
but who is that? Who in their right minds in this nation looking at all the other things that we're dealing with, globally, all of that, And you're focused solely on the criminal enterprise. That's the Biden family.
Yeah, if the Republicans are spewing it, you can bet that they're doing it.
Yeah, it's
projection. That's what they want. They always want a false equivalency, and unfortunately, our corporate media loves the false equivalency
I'm going to ask you, Tom. Why do people keep saying we have to understand these people?
Well, that's what I want to ask in terms of...
Okay, hang on, man. We got to go to break.
That are in Congress.
Hey, hang on, man. We got to go to break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
If you're tired, VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy today with daytime highs approaching 79. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 53. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 73. Cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 67. Saturday, under overcast skies. 60. Sunday, chance for scattered rain showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Civic Media.
Every night she walks right in my dreams. Since I met her from the start, I'm so proud I am the only one who is special in her heart. The girl is mine.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Trump once again said last night that, you know, he supports and praised Vladimir Putin and Xi, the president of China. He praised them both. And so the more you hear, you know, the people who support and praise Donald Trump, that means his policies, you know, well, not policies, because again, the question, you know, the things that he supports are pretty much anti what most Americans support. Tom, quickly.
We keep on talking about, like, oh, we have to have bipartisanship, right? Well, bipartisanship means that both parties are bought by the same billionaire donors. But again, I would like to know, one, I could not negotiate with terrorists, and that's exactly what the Democrats would be doing if they were negotiating with these lunatics. And the Democrats have to, you know, put their feet in the sand and say, no, we're not, this is our policy and this is what we believe in. I would like to know, with CJ and people like this that call up, is it that they love the tax cuts for the billionaire class? Is it that they love the wars? Is it, what is it that they, what policy is it that they actually agree with the Republicans on? If we got there, maybe we could actually not understand them, but we could actually understand where they're coming from. They would actually tell us what the policy is, but they don't talk policy. Hunter Biden's laptop.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Okay, CJ.
Well, that's easy. We're going to see this president right now, the current president. I know you want to focus on Trump, but this president.
Hey, listen, Biden, man. I'm focusing on Trump.
Immigration.
Listen, you know, I'm tired of that, man. Cut him off, man. Listen, man, I'm not going back there. I'm not going back to the day one, what this president did. Right? Okay. Because we're talking about what transpired last night, where we saw a uncaged lunatic who should be in handcuffs somewhere, in a cage, clearly make statements that should bring fear to the American people. That's what I heard last night, man. And he's worse than he ever was before. Because if he ever gets his hands on the keys to the White House again, those of us who saw what he did the last time, he's going to double down. And it's going to be even worse than any of us can imagine. And you saw that last night. I saw it with my own beady eyes. Well, my eyes may not be so beady because I got on my glasses. But I saw it last night. And if you can't see that, and maybe you didn't have to see it and you can't hear it or you can't read it, that man should never be allowed to get anywhere near the White House ever again. And yet we're sitting here with all these people who were cheering him on last night. Yeah, get her. You know, kind of like the Philistines, you know, and the lion, you know, and the lions that were turned loose on the Philistines, right, for sport. You can see the Trumpkins last night. Yeah, get her. Yeah, who is she? Get her, Donald, we love you. And I'm like, man, I wonder where the evangelical Christians were last night. Were they holding their Bibles? Or were their Bibles upside down and turned around too? I wonder where they were. I know some evangelical Christians had to be wrestling last night. Hey, this man is the devil in the flesh. I'm holding on to my Bible, and I don't know which way to turn because my Bible says that I should, you know, not be supporting the devil. But here he was on national television, the devil in the flesh. Well, maybe people didn't realize he was the devil because he didn't have a tail and red and some horns. And you're looking for that devil, you're not going to see him. But that devil I saw yesterday, I could see him and I could hear him. And you could too. It's you who have to make the decision. And if you Republicans, to be honest with you, this is really on you. You're a Republican who supports Donald Trump. It's on you. You know what you're supporting. You know it's not right. Whether you're a Christian or whoever you are, you've got to overcome the devil. Yeah, you saw the devil yesterday. The devil you can see. The decision is up to you. You know that man is not right. And you know it. He's not even trying to lead you to believe he's anything other than what he is. I could see if he had on a mask and he was sweet talking. No, man, he didn't have on any mask, man. He didn't have on any, and it was unvarnished. Yeah, this is who I am. You know who I am. And I'm not changing anything. I'm going to double down because I'm Donald Trump, and I'm the most powerful man on the planet. That's what you got last night. If you get a chance, watch it. We'll talk about it. Later on in the week. Got to go to a break. When we come back, I'm going to be joined by my guest, Ms. Tiffany Nguyen. She's a marketing and communications professional who will be joining me. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
She said she couldn't love another.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, she said it. You keep dreaming.
I don't believe.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over
on.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program.
ABC News. I-